We are learning Maseches Suras Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of the Amud. Two lines from the bottom to the end of the line. A Meimer Mazut Rav Ashi Ava Kiyos Via Pischa Ve Agze Malka. A Meimer and Mazutra and Rashi were sitting on the doorstep near the door of Agze, is the name of the Melech Paras. They were sitting by his door. Chalaf Ozel Ad Trunga De Malka. The head waiter walked by. Chazir Rav Ashi LeMazutra. Rav Ashi looks at Mazutra's face and sees the Chavar Ape. His face got white from hunger. Shokel Ba'atzbai, he stuck his finger into the plate as the guy's walking by, and Orach Le'Puyim put it into his mouth. Like the Mashal speaks out, we're going to see a second, this food was not kosher, it was actually a chazir, so he just put it in his mouth to give him a little taste. The te'ima is not ready to rise, so, and he was in a sakana a little bit, wasn't sure if he was in a sakana, so he gave him a little bit of his pume just to calm him down. Omalei, the waiter says, hey, Afsus was also. The waiter tells him, what do you mean? You just ruined the whole Suda. I can't serve a Suda to a Melech if you suck your finger in there. Afsus was a Malacha. Omalei, am I Tavid Hachi? So the Shaitre came, like Rashi speaks out, the police came, and said, well, why'd you do that? Omalehu, man Tavid Hachi Pasal Malacha Malacha. The one, that head waiter, he shouldn't be serving the Melech. Omalei, am I? Why not? Omalehu, Dover Achar Chazoi Bey. I saw, like Rashi says, Basu Shah Khazir Mitsairo. I saw it was Basu Shah Khazir that was a Mitsairo, it had leprosy in it. That's what I saw. Why is he serving that to the Melech? So they took it to the lab to check it out. Botku Vlayashku, they took it and they checked it. No Mitsairo there. Shokal Atzbei. So Rav Ashi took the finger of the person who was checking it out. Rashi has the call the Kfela. Anokalai, put on that spot. I'm like, you checked over here, Mir the Kisu. But you checked over there, Ashkul, the Taka found that there was a tsaras there. I kind of story, so it might say he was exonerated. Omlura, but on my time is Samach Tanisa. Why were you Samach Tanis to say that there's going to be a tsaras there? Omlu, Chazoi Ruach Tsaras Kaparkaloy. I saw on Mazutra that Ruach of Tsaras was floating over him. So I saw Taka, there was episode Tsaras over here, and therefore I knew that there was a Tsaras. Zogt Mara Vaita, Hura Ma, there are certain Roman, the Amr Allah, Lahi Itzam Mitzvah, he went over to the lady, he said, please marry me. Amr Allah, no, I don't want to marry you. So he tried to think of a way to get her to marry him. Also, Isiri Mani, he brought a pomegranate, Pali Va'achal, and he's cracking it and eating it. Va'achal Kam, Kol Maya, the Tsarila, and if come on, in front of her, Kol Maya the Tsarila, and she wanted some, and her mouth started watering, and every time her mouth started watering, she swallowed it, Pilate, Vloy Havla, and he did not give her any of this rimon. Ad the Zog Law, until she blew up, until she was see through, because from this sickness of being so hungry. Lasoif Amalah, then he turned to her and said, Masinalach, if I cure you, when Savasli, you're going to marry me? Amrullah in, yes. Ozal Isir Rimani, he brought another Rimani, Pali, cracked it, Achamani in front of him. Amrullah, and he told her, Kol Mai the Tsarilach, every time you get a taiva to eat it, Tuf Shadai, spit out the spit. Tuf Shadai, spit it out. Ad Nofak Mina, Shtaka did that. Ad Nofak Mina, Ki Hutza Yarka, until all of a sudden it came out of her as this green stuff, Betzias, and she was healed. I guess I just want to bring the story down to show you this. This idea of being very hungry when someone does not serve you food and you see the food and it has a tartness to it, that can be dangerous.
And healed her,
yeah. If you know how to do it, you can heal, yeah. Va'oisa b'tzemet. It said in the Mishnah that she has to work b'tzemet. She has to do a job to bring in some money, and it says it should be b'tzemet. B'tzemet and pishtalah. You cannot demand she works in the pishtalah, the linen flax business. Masisa money rabbi Yehudi. Natan, you went to the bride. Say, in Kaifa, you don't force her, certain jobs you don't force her to do. Loi Lamed Vnei Aviv, she's not Mechuyiv to serve his father. That was not one of her Chiyuvim. Loi Lamed Vnei Benoi, she's not Mechuyiv to serve his son. Loi Litin Tevan Vnei Behemtai, she's not Mechuyiv to give Tevan in front of his behemoth. Now, what does that mean? Rashi says it means his Sus and Chamar, because Sus and Chamar are Choshud L'Revi'a. And they might run after her. She's not mechuyev. She's scared of them. She's not mechuyev to serve them. But the husband can force the wife to feed the bakar, the cows. They're not loat achar revia so much. Rav Yehuda ima af in a koyf lasis piston. She does not have to work in linen. Why? Piston is very thick, and they have to, when they, before the sewing, they have to lick it and put it in the mouth. So it makes the bad breath. And it blows up the lips. And she could say, I don't want to work there. So that's doing for my mission like that. Behind the mealy, we kiss the Ramah. It's only in the Roman type of kiss, though, with deer. It's very thick. That's weird. There's a chesmin that you don't have to, that she doesn't have to do work by pishto. Rav Eliezer Eimer, afilo achlis lemeya shvachos, she has to do a little work. Like the Mishnah says, oisa v'tzema, even if it's 100 shvachos, she has to do work. Why? Shabbatom v'er de zima. Rav Shlomo Gamliel says that even if you were mad that she shouldn't work, she yoytzi t'ksuba because Shabbatom v'er de shimum. So the first thing is, do we pass Rav Eliezer or not? Amar Rav Malkiyoi, Amar Rav Ada Bahava, Aloch Rav Eliezer. We pass Rav Eliezer, who says that she still has to work, even if she has 100 shvachos. Amar Rav Chanina Breid Rav Iko, Shpud shvachos v'gumois. There's different memories in Shas. Shpud is talking about Muksa, shvachos is our case. V'gumois is a different Aloch, Mesechus Nida, Legabe the Shteisaris. So there, Rav Malkiyoi, that's Rav Malkiyoi who says we pass like that. Belurois, Efer Makla, Vigvino, there's three other halachas, Rav Malkiyah. One's Malkiyoi, was Losh Zacha, one's Malkiyah, Losh Nekema. That's what Rav Chanina says. Masnita, Rav Papa Ama, Masnisim Umasnita, when it's a Mishnah, it's Rav Malkiyah, Losh Nekema. Shmaitza, when it's just a Shmaitza of Amaram, Rav Malkiyoi. Vesimonich Masnita, Malkasa. The simon is Masnita, the Mishnah is king, is Malkasa is king. My v'nayik v'nayu shvachos. Not v'nayu shvachos. We look at the memo we have. It says shpud shvachos v'gumois Rav Malkiyoi. Now according to Rav Papa, it's Rav Malkiyah because shvachos is a mishnah. Now blurious efemakla v'gvina is also blurious and gvina are mishnayis, but efemakla is a memro. So you switch out efemakla to shpud and gumois, and shvachas comes to this one according to Rav Papa. So when the Gemara says ikmanah shvachas, it's really ikmanah shvachas and efemakla. Tais speaks this out. Tais did mask ikmanah shvachas. Omer Rashbam shvachas v'shekenegda and efemakla shu memra tavau benayuni. Both of them are not convenient to them. Akapanim. That's shalom. You know, what's the memra? But either way, we passing like this. Rav Eliezer. Shemuel Eimer. Shemuel says maybe they shimum. One says zima, one says shimum. Hayna Tanakam. Isn't that the same thing? They both have to work. If she plays with small dogs and plays chess all day, that would be nafkamina. If the pshat is maybe dezima, she still goes to dezima if she does nothing but play chess all day. But if it's talmei deshimum, going crazy, if you play chess and have little dog fights, then you won't go crazy. Zok the Mishnevayt. Hamader es ishtoi mitashvus hamita. If someone makes a neder, he's not going to have tashvus with his wife. What does that mean? Rashi says you can't say, you can't aser your wife with anos tashmishcha alai. You can't tell your wife that your tashvus is also to me because there you're meshubah to your wife. You can't do that. But what you said was, you said hanos tashmishcha alecha. The other way around. He said that your the hanah from your tashmish is also to me, that he can say. But he cannot say, my tashmish is also to you, that he can't say, because that, he's meshuvah to us, but he knows Allah Yigra. But here he said, your hanah is also to me. He can ask the hanah on himself. But the problem is, since there's a shiva there, we'd have to get a get then. So how long is the nether, and that's too much already, and it's past the oina, where she can demand a get. So that's my clue. So my is ishtar mitashvah mitah. Two weeks. 1 week. After 1 week already, that's too long, and she could demand a get. Hatamidim yoytzim untam utayr shloim b'shus. Someone wants to go learn. He's allowed to go out to learn for 30 days, even without mechila of his wife, even without b'shus, because that's sufficient if he comes back once every 30 days for mitzvahs oyna. That's enough for the tamidim who are going to learn Torah. Hapoyalim Shabbos Achas. Poilim, the Mitzvah Oina is 1 week, and therefore they only go out Bereshus for one week. Ha'oina Amura B'Tayra. What's the Chi of Oina that's in the Tayra? Hatayalim, like the Tayshan speaks out, doesn't mean that the amount is in the Tayra. There's a Mitzvah Oina in the Tayra. Chazal said, what is the amount? Hatayalim b'chol yoyim. We'll see what Hatayalim mean on tomorrow's daf. Hatayalim every day. Hapayalim shtayim b'shabbos, twice a week. Hachamorim achas b'shabbos. Chamorim, one to drive, donkey drivers once a week. Hagamalim, camel drivers, because they do much bigger trips. Camels go on much bigger trips. They can hold the water much longer. They don't need a drink. Hasafonim, ship, sailors, achas shisha chadashim, once every 6 months. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. So Hagamara will talk about the first two lines in Mishnah first. First line in Mishnah. The first line in Mishnah is, Mechagis B'sham Beis Hillel, if you're mad there's ishtoi, when, how many weeks is already sufficient to demand a get? My time with the Beshame. Beshame says 2 weeks. What's the reason, Beshame? Goyim me yiledes nekeva. Yiledes nekeva is a minimum of 2 weeks that she's usher. So you see, she can handle that. The Torah says 2 weeks, she's usher. So it must be possible to handle that. Therefore, up for 2 weeks, the neder is chal. Whatever, the neder is chal either way. But up 2 weeks, she can't demand a get. Well, Beis Hillel, you learn out from a zacho, which is 1 week. But still, if tomorrow, now nigger room, we learn the cave. Learn from the cave. Like Rashi speaks out, keeping the eshkol on oirach ara, since you find it's normal, the hash is called kach. Elon kave loisi. You shouldn't force him to give a get. Zach to Gemara, you're right. If you learned that from your ledes, even your ledes can be relay. If Beis Hillel was learning from your ledes, he would learn from the cave. Talking on me. El Beis Hillel v'nida gamrila. He learns that from Nida. Nida is only 7 days. What's the machlokes if you learn from Nida or from your ledes? Mar Savar, one man diem holds midah shchiach and midah shchiach. Rashi says like this: to get angry at your wife is shchiach. Rashi says midah shchiach kas shekoyes al ishtoy madiroi. That they get angry at your wife and you make a neder is normal, is usual. The midah shchiach, which is nidos, that's the Beisil holds. Learn out midah shchiach, midah shchiach. But Shammai learns out Mar Savar midah hu degarim la midah hu degarim la. Something he was gairim. From something that he was Gairim. He was Gairim that used to have a baby, and he was also Gairim this nether, and therefore we learn how something that immediately Gairim, this was therefore 2 weeks. Not tomorrow. Omar Rav, Machloikis Ben Farach. Omar Rav is where he says, I'll make a nether for 2 weeks. So that's what a Machloikis is. Can you demand a get or not? That's the Machloikis. Av Bastam, Divra call yotz la'alter, v'yitink shuvah. But if you just said stam neder, which is open-ended, it's forever, miyad, you give a get. We don't have to wait and go through the pain of a week or 2 weeks of no tashmish, you let it demand the get right away. M'shmuel ha'mafil b'stam nami yamtim. Even if he doesn't say 2 weeks, but still you give 2 weeks till you demand the get. Why? Shem yimtze pesach l'nidroi. Maybe you'll find up, you'll get him to be Michelle, and then they'll find the pesach. And you don't have to give it a get miyad till 2 weeks, till it reaches the too much pain, then you do the get. You don't have to do the get right away. You could give him a chance to see if we can get him to get a vishal on his neder, mat neder. Dr. Gemara, pliga b'chol zimna. Rav and Shmuel already had the same exact machlokes. It's not linked to the Mishnah. Hamad des ishtem l'honos loy. A person makes a neder, his wife can't have enough from him. Ad shloy shem yoyim, until 30 days, yamid parnes. You point the parnes to support her. We'll see how we get the money from him to, later on. But in my parents, more than 30 days, she's not mechuyev to take mezonos through a third person. He has to give a get and give a ksuba. Only if he says before it's 30 days. If he says open-ended that she can have enough of me, right away you give a ksuba. But Shmuel, no, I feel v'stam nami yamtin, wait. Even if it's time you wait 30 days, Shem Yimtza Pesach Nidre. Maybe they will find the Pesach for the Neda. So Mara says, really, I have Mechlekes twice. Why do you have Mechlekes twice? Mara says, Tzricha. If it's said in our case where we're saying that if you matter for 2 weeks or 1 week of Fibre Sil, or 1 week of Fibre Sil, right away you give a get. But how come a Rav is in the Efsha Parnas? The Mara said, that week she has no Eitzah whatsoever. But he, in the case of Mezainis, Efsha Parnas, the 30 days are not so bad. You have a Parnas. So maybe it's Meidle Shmuel that you wait 30 days. If it's you only had that case of Paranes, but how come Shmuel, dear Shmuel, is Mekel that you can wait 30 days? But here by Tashvish, Meidle Rav, it's Meidle Rav, Tzricha. Therefore, you need both Machlekesim to show that both Rav and Shmuel argue in both cases if there's a Meitzil Alter or you wait the time frame in order to see if you will find a Pesach for his Nadar.